Lux presents Hollywood. The Lux Radio Theater brings you Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles in Break of Hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another evening in the Lux Radio Theater, the second performance of our 11th season on the air. You know, I like to think of the Lux Radio Theater as essentially a family institution, reaching as it does into millions of homes and bringing our armies overseas closer to their own firesides. And tonight, in keeping with this family tradition, we are bringing together for the first time on the air one of Hollywood's best-known married couples, Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles, in a play that is appropriately about marriage. It's the RKO screen hit, Break of Hearts. I won't take the edge off your anticipation by telling you more about tonight's story, but I do want to remind you that for our 10th anniversary celebration on October 16th, we are looking forward to having you help us select the plays and stars that you'd like most to hear. Send them on a postcard addressed to me at Post Office Box 9, Hollywood 28, California. We've received your suggestions by the hundreds from all parts of the world, and I'm happy to say with a kind word for Lux Toilet Soap. In fact, letters from overseas tell us that the name Lux helps a lot in establishing friendly relations between American soldiers and the natives of liberated countries. One GI wrote from Italy, "I gave a cake of Lux soap to an Italian woman, and right away she asked me and my buddies to a veal steak and spaghetti dinner," which shows that good things make the whole world kin. And now, the lights are down and the curtain rises on the first act of Break of Hearts, starring Rita Hayworth as Anne and Orson Welles as Franz. One of New York's finest music teachers is an old man named Alex Bjorkman. Some of his pupils are glad to pay $50 for 30 minutes of his time. Others rarely get a bill and never see a clock. Among them, a girl named Anne Thurston.
Anne, well, come in, come in.
Tell me the truth. Were you really staying at the studio tonight, or did you just say you were? Because if you just said you were, I'm going to turn straight around and go right...
You work all day, don't you? You haven't quit your job?
No, but I...
Well, you can't sell pianos at Simon's and be here both at the same time, so I'll hear no more apologies. Besides, don't flatter yourself. I'm expecting someone much more important. A great conductor.
Not Roberti.
Roberti. Yes, he's back in town.
Yes, I know. He's conducting Friday night.
But don't worry. I'm not expecting him for an hour yet. And besides, he's never on time. Now, what's new?
Well, I've done it.
Anne, the concerto?
I brought it with me.
Let me see it.
Here.
Anne, any good?
Well, I'm scared to death to say so, but I think maybe it is.
No, I don't care if it's good or not. I've got you working. After all these years, I've really got you working. Come into the other room. Play it for me.
Oh, I'm too nervous to play.
You're nervous? What do you think I am?
What if it is good? What if you really like it?
I'll tell you what if. You'll quit that job and get some sense.
I can't quit my job. I've got to live. And I know just what you're going to say.
Only a loan, Anne. Only till you can pay it back.
Do I play the piano or do we start arguing again?
All right, Miss Independent. Sit down. Play.
You know, I love you.
Sure, sure. If I was just 120 years younger, come on, let me hear. Anne, that's good, good. Go on, go on. Pay no attention, I'm not in.
Please, you'd better see.
All right, I'll see. I'll be right back. Who is it?
Your star pupil. And don't keep me waiting.
Franz.
Alex.
Franz. Franz, it's good to see you.
And for once, I'm not late.
Before I forget, I heard your Sibelius program on the radio, the one from Detroit.
I was afraid of that.
Then perhaps you can explain why you conducted in that horrible temple.
Well, there was a lady, Alex. We had an engagement after the concert. I didn't want to keep her waiting.
At least you're honest.
It's the only reason you'd believe. Oh, someone inside?
A girl. She has a concerto. I'd like you to listen.
Well, of course, I'd be glad to some other time, Alex.
Friends, now.
Oh, now, please, Alex, I just stopped by for a moment. There's someone waiting in the car.
Let her wait.
I wanted to ask you about a concert version of Tristan and Isolde.
Tristan?
Yes. Is there any reason why the garden passages couldn't follow the prelude?
Franz, Wagner still is a little smarter than you.
Well, let
Tristan alone.
Let's get to the piano. I'll show you what I mean.
Please excuse me. I'll run along, Miss Mitman. I'll call you tomorrow.
Anne, no, wait.
Oh, it's all right. I'll go out this door. Good night.
Anne!
What's the matter with her?
There is nothing the matter with her. The matter is with you. That wasn't very kind.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was she?
Her name is Anne Thurston. It wouldn't have hurt you to listen, and it would have meant a lot to her.
When she calls, tell her I apologize. Hmm?
She's just beginning the climb, Franz. And you should remember, if anyone, the steps are not covered with carpet. You're a tremendous success, but you're changing. Be careful. Please be careful.
I'll be careful. And I said I was sorry, but I don't have the time to listen to amateurs.
Amateurs?
And what about my Tristan arrangement?
Who's talking like an amateur now?
Well, I seem to be getting myself in deeper and deeper.
Oh, this is stupid. You and I quarreling. Come in. I'll play it for you.
That girl, give me her address. I'll make you happy and send her a dozen roses. Wait a minute. Thurston, you said her name was Anne Thurston?
You know her?
Of course I know her. Of course, it was 7 or 8 years ago I met her at the academy.
Better make it 2 dozen roses.
But she's changed so. She was such a child, and now... She's lovely.
I know it.
The address. What's her address?
I know that, too. What about Tristan?
Forget it. I'll go find her first and apologize in person. Thank you for waiting, Anne. I had to get a taxi for a friend.
She didn't mind?
Oh, don't think about it, Anne. You must believe me. I didn't know it was you just now at Gorkman's.
Of course you didn't.
I haven't seen you for so long.
Did Gorkman send you down to say all this?
Anne.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm being rude.
Being rude is part of my nature, not yours.
Look, I know you haven't much time. It's good to know that you remember me, and I want you to know that...
Well, you want me to know what?
That I've thought about you often since the academy.
Thank you, Anne.
I want to say congratulations. It's such an inadequate word. You're a great success, Anne.
I've thought about you, Anne.
I don't believe it.
Oh, but I have. I'm being completely honest. Not so much as a person, but as an association with what was good in those days when I really worked, huh? Seems so far away, Anne.
It is far away.
As are most good things. May I talk to you? May I take you home?
There's a subway on the corner.
Well, my car's just around the block.
Franz, I'm embarrassed.
Embarrassed? Why on earth? I've been rather stupid. There's a husband waiting, huh?
Oh, no.
A friend.
Well, I'm embarrassed because I'm poor.
Oh, my darling.
I'm not dressed for you, Franz. I couldn't be even if I expected to meet you. I live down in the village.
It's very nice in the village.
And not because it's artistic, but because it's cheap, and my apartment's shabby, my furniture's falling apart, and I'm ashamed.
You haven't changed, I do remember. So intense, so self-conscious.
Well, I have a reason to be, haven't I? But I don't intend to apologize for myself again. I didn't ask you to talk to me, to take me home, to do anything. If you still want to, and you get bored stiff, well, it's your own fault.
That's what I like about you, Anne.
What?
Such a gift for making one feel at ease. Come on. Well, go on. What are you stopping for?
Because that's all there is. It's not finished.
It's beautiful, Anne. It is like poetry. Or do you think I'm just being nice?
I don't know.
You're working on it. You're going to finish it.
I hope so, someday.
It's your first important composition, isn't it?
How did you know?
Oh, because it's about yourself.
Perhaps.
Sad and confused and lonely. The city is in it, too. Washington Square, wintertime, evening, street lights and snowflakes and quiet. I know, Anne. I tried to write about the same things once.
You composed?
Oh, yes, I'll never be a composer. It's what I wanted, but I haven't got it. So I tried to speak through other people's music. It's nowhere near satisfactory, but far more profitable. Tell me, you never submitted anything beyond old Bjorkman?
Oh, yes.
Or to whom? Why not to me?
But I did to you. Oh, I used another name. I didn't want any favors.
Oh? What happened?
You sent it back.
Or did I say something nice?
That it was charming and lovely and lacking in importance.
Oh, now I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no, you were right. It was completely unimportant.
But the concerto, when you finished it, promise you let me see it, huh?
I promise. Franz, I'm tired. I have to be up at 6 in the morning, and I
see. I've been polite, only a little patronizing, and I've behaved myself. I believe you're frightened of me, Anne.
I want you to go.
Why?
Because 8 years ago, I was head over heels in love with you, and I don't believe I ever quite recovered.
You do nothing but overwhelm me. You are the strangest girl, Anne.
Sometime, if you're not too busy, maybe we can talk again. At the moment, I'm suffering from shock. Seeing you tonight, I wasn't prepared for it. Good night, Franz.
Good night, Anne.
Two tickets for tomorrow night, please. The Roberti concert.
Sorry, not a thing left.
Any box seats?
No, they're sold out.
Oh, well, I've done my duty. Me, I hate music. My wife hates music, too. But that Roberti, she swooned.
Who's next, please?
There's nothing left.
Not for the Roberti concert, miss.
But I just wanted a single seat.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Excuse me, aren't you Miss Thurston from Simon's?
Yes.
I thought I recognized you. You got that Steinway for the boss a few weeks back. Say, I wish I could help you out with a ticket. I tell you what, though. If you want to walk around to the stage door, Roberti's rehearsing now. I'll phone back and tell them to let you in.
Well, thanks.
Just don't let Roberti see you, Mrs. Thurston. He's in an awful mood.
Really? I won't even breathe.
No, boys. What's the matter with you tonight? You refuse to read music. I get absolutely no attention. You won't... Schlager! That is a bassoon. You have to blow into it.
Maestro, I do blow.
Well, then blow harder.
Maestro, I am perhaps the hardest blowing bassoonist in the universe.
That's fine. That's wonderful. Only do some of your blowing into your instrument. All right. Once again from letter G. G, please. Who's in the audience? Who is it? Who made that noise? Very well. I'll have the house lights turned on. I demand to know why I'm not permitted to rehearse in peace.
It's all right. I'm leaving.
But stay where you are.
Franz, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, who is it?
Me, Anne.
Anne? Well, this is wonderful. How did you happen to be here?
Well, I came to buy a ticket, and I sort of sneaked in, I guess. I sat way in back, and then I moved up in front, but, well, the seat squeaks.
Why didn't you ask for me? I'm delighted to see you. The rehearsal's not going very well, is it?
No, not very.
What's the matter with it? Come on now, tell me.
Well, I hadn't heard it all, only about the last 10 minutes. It's just that you all seem so far away, and then you try to get nearer by playing faster and blowing harder, and... And when that doesn't work, you get angry and make bad jokes.
Well, wait till you hear it tomorrow.
Wish I could. There are no tickets left.
Then we'll do it for you now. Sit right here. Boys, listen. There is someone here who knows music. Tomorrow there will be a couple of thousands who don't. Save the mistakes for them. We'll play it as it should be played now, for her. The whole last movement, from the beginning.
Yeah, this is a terrible confession, Franz. This is the first time I've ever come to supper in a man's apartment alone.
That's inexcusable. Perhaps you'd rather we go somewhere else.
No, I should say not. I'm thrilled to death.
I hope you like pompano, my favorite dish, and Albert's a wonderful cook.
Good evening, sir.
Do not forget her.
That would be very...
Albert has perception, too.
Rehearsal was satisfactory, sir?
How's Miss Thurston?
It was wonderful. He was wonderful.
That's what I've been waiting to hear. Come inside, Anne.
So many photographs, Franz. Tell me, this one here. Is she really as beautiful as this?
It's hard to remember. I rather think she thought so. It's too bad they couldn't photograph her temper.
And the girl on the mantle, what about her?
Oh, lovely, Anne, but wise. That's a combination of virtues I cannot cope with.
There have been many women, haven't there, Franz?
Yes.
Still, you never fell in love and got married.
I never married. I've loved many of them, I think. Desperately, too, while it lasted.
But it never really lasted.
I hoped it would, but... why don't you know beautiful things don't last? Each time you say to yourself, this love is forever. This love is going to last. And then you turn to something new, something fresh. Another woman's smile, another's eyes... why am I telling you this?
Because I asked.
You have the most annoying talent making me tell the truth.
And all these conquests, they've left you unchanged, unmoved?
How can I tell? After a while, the laughter, the promises, the tragic farewells, they get all mixed up. And all you're sure of is that nothing was really very important except at the moment. So I've learned to enjoy and I've learned to forget.
Recipe for a happy man.
Happy? You don't believe that, do you? I'm a little afraid of you, Anne. I want to see you often. Again and again. And I don't think it's going to be possible.
Why?
One reason is that I'm leaving Friday for a concert tour in Canada.
You'll be back?
Oh, yes. But I've told you the kind of man I am. I don't want to make you unhappy.
I don't think you would. I couldn't be unhappy now.
Would you care for some cocktails, sir?
Oh, no, Albert. And hurry the supper along. Miss Thurston wants to leave soon.
Yes, sir.
Do I?
Yes, Anne. Yes. I think you do.
Hello?
There's a person-to-person call from Miss Anne Thurston from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, this is Miss Thurston. Hello?
Anne?
Yes?
Something's happened to me. I am in love.
Franz.
It's you, Anne. I just thought you'd be interested to know about it. I'll call you later. Goodbye, darling.
Just 2 weeks more, Anne. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
But where are you now?
Ottawa. Did you really mean it, what you said in your letter?
I've always loved you, Franz. Come back. Hurry.
I never thought it was possible, Anne. Me to be this happy.
Well, you're married, darling. You're married. See? There's a ring to prove it.
Anne... no, I love you, don't you? This is not a moment. Darling, this is forever.
Forever, Sam.
In a few moments, Mr. DeMille, our stars Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles will bring us Act Two of Break of Hearts. And now... a great movie studio. A famous star.
Let's have that scene once more, Miss L'Amour. This is the last take for today. All right now. Lights. Camera. Action.
And a little while later...
cut. That was it, Miss L'Amour. Thank you very much. We'll shoot again tomorrow. Everyone on the set at 8 sharp. Good night, everyone.
A long day before the camera. And tomorrow will mean many more hours of hard work for lovely Dorothy L'Amour. There's not much time for rest or relaxation while a star is making a picture...
Yet always she has to look fresh and radiant. That's why screen stars must have a complexion care that works. Here's what Dorothy tells you about her beauty soap.
I wouldn't dream of neglecting my Lux Soap Active Lather Facial. It's such a quick, easy care. Leaves my skin so soft.
And this is how Dorothy takes her Lux Soap Beauty Facial.
First, I cover my face generously with a creamy Lux Soap lather, work it in thoroughly. I rinse with warm water, splash with cold, then pat my face dry with a soft towel. These facials leave my skin feeling beautifully smooth and fresh.
And when you see her new picture, we're pretty sure you'll agree Dorothy L'Amour's lovely Lux complexion is a winner. There's a reason why 9 out of 10 famous screen stars use Gentle White Lux Toilet Soap. It's a real beauty soap. In recent tests of Lux Soap facials, actually 3 out of 4 complexions improved in a short time. Women everywhere find regular Lux Soap care really makes skin softer, lovelier. Why not get some fine white Lux Toilet Soap and start your active lather facials tomorrow? See if you're not delighted with the results. If your dealer is temporarily out of stock, he's sure to have more Lux Toilet Soap soon. Hollywood's beauty soap is worth waiting for. Now, Mr. DeMille returns to the microphone.
Act 2 of Break of Hearts, starring Rita Hayworth as Anne and Orson Welles as Franz Roberti. Franz and Anne have spent the 5 weeks following their whirlwind wedding far away from New York, at Alex Bjorkman's lodge near Lake Louise. But no conductor as popular as Franz can stay away long from Manhattan or the concert halls. And the inevitable telegram from his manager finally arrives.
Anne, my darling, what's that you're playing?
My concerto.
You've changed it quite a bit, haven't you?
You changed it, Franz. You married me. It's you, darling. You're in all of it now.
Well, I'm impressed. Deeply impressed. And they brought me a telegram from the village just now.
Oh?
It looks as if I have to go back to work. It was from Trowbridge. He booked several concerts. If we leave tomorrow, we can be in New York Monday. We'll have a party Monday night, huh? I wire Johnny.
Who's Johnny?
I keep forgetting, darling. You don't know my friend, do you? Johnny's very rich with nothing else to recommend him except he knows all the best champagne. He comes to every concert and reads detective magazines.
You're glad to go back, aren't you, Fran?
Well, it's my work, dear. It's what I am.
Oh, I know. Forgive me. I'm jealous. I've had you all to myself, and I hate to give you up.
I have a small heart, Anne, darling. There is room in it for the one.
That's all for today, boys. Thank you. Excellent rehearsal. Johnny, come on, wake up.
Coming. How about a drink?
Now, what time is it?
Just 5.
Well, then why not? Come along to the dressing room. Somewhere I've got a tie and a coat.
No, Anne phoned. Tell her she'd be at Bjorkman's. She'll be home at 6.
Oh, thanks.
Now, hurry up. I've got a date.
Huh?
One of your old friends.
Oh, who did he?
Connie Hughes.
Connie? Will, she be having a drink, too?
I wouldn't be at all surprised if she's waiting for us right now.
Fine. Look, Johnny, while I'm in the dressing room, call Max, huh? Order some flowers for Anne. Roses or something. You know what she likes.
Wait a minute. You haven't been getting any sudden ideas, have you?
Well, like what?
Like I'm sorry I won't be home for dinner, darling. I have to work.
Are you crazy, Johnny? I'm in love.
Yeah. Now get in there and put on your tie.
Hello, Johnny. Well, not really.
Stop batting the eyelashes, Connie. He said he'd stop in for one drink.
Hello, Connie.
Hello, Maestro. You see, I haven't forgotten.
What?
Your favorite, martini with vodka. I took a chance you'd show up.
Thanks. You're looking very well, Connie.
You're looking very well, Connie. Oh, that's not for me, Maestro. I knew you.
And now you don't know me. I've changed, married, stayed, and sober.
You'll never change, and you know it. Why didn't you call me? Why haven't I met your wife? What's she like? No, no, don't you tell me. Johnny, what's she like, really?
Well, since these probably will be the only significant words I speak all evening, listen. Anne is wonderful. She's beautiful. Like other beautiful women, or not. Yes, sir. Here's to Anne.
What if she's all of that, Franz? Why keep her locked up? Why don't we ever see her?
Yeah, she's a little lost, Connie. Give her time. She'll venture out.
And would you care to venture out? I mean, tonight? with Johnny and me. We're going to Didi's.
Sorry. Franz is going home for dinner.
Yes, of course he is, but it's hours before dinner time. Oh, come along, Franz. Didi would never forgive you. Neither would I, for that matter.
Didi wants to see him. Let her buy a ticket to a concert.
Now, take it easy, Johnny. Don't you see what Connie's trying to do? She's turning on her charm, her own particular variety. Aren't you, Connie?
Maestro, you're a louse. But you're right, of course. I'm daring you to go. And I'd like to see what happens. Exactly what happens. And so would you.
And so I think I'll see Dee Dee and then go home.
Certainly.
You approve, Johnny?
Oh, sure, sure. But watch out, Franz.
Connie, Dee Dee.
Ah, with me. Yes, sir, here's to Anne.
Johnny.
Hello, Anne. Can I come in?
What do you think?
I think you should throw me out. I haven't been very attentive.
Something of an understatement.
And I'm really ashamed. You know, I haven't seen you or Franz for over a month.
Where have you been? What's wrong?
Oh, I've been around. Busy, I guess. Where's Franz? Isn't he home yet?
Franz? Oh, didn't he reach you?
You mean I've come to the wrong house? Me and my big appetite?
Oh, Johnny, I'm terribly sorry. Franz called an hour ago, said he wouldn't be through till late. He left word at your apartment.
Oh, it's my fault. I didn't go home. Well.
Drink, Johnny?
No, thanks. I guess I better be running along.
Oh, please stay a minute. I'm worried about you.
That's good. But why?
Well, you and Franz used to be such close friends, and now you never come to see us. What is it? Is it something I've done?
You?
Well, then what is it, Johnny? Why have you been staying away? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I know. A girl. Johnny, that's it. You're in love.
Written all over me, huh?
Well, what's the matter with you? Go after her.
Maybe I don't know how.
Well, then I'll teach you. I'll be the girl and, well, you ask me to dinner and I'll say I did have an engagement, but I'll break it for you.
That simple, huh?
Well, maybe not that simple, but you can take me out to dinner. After all, I did dress up for your benefit.
Well, fine, but,
But what? Franz? Oh, that's easy. Afterwards, we'll pick him up at rehearsal. Look, I'll tell Albert we're leaving, and then I'll be just a minute. Call up Rico's and get a table.
Rico's? And I'll be reasonable. I mean, it's too expensive.
Oh, no. We've got to celebrate. Franz always promised to take me to Rico's.
Hmm. Hello, Rico. Well, this is Mr. Lawrence. Look, has Mr. Roberti come in tonight? You sure? Well, does he have a reservation for later on? Okay, well, look, do you have a table for two and about... No, skip it, Rico. I've changed my mind. Thanks. Anne?
Yes?
You'll have to forget Rico's. No tables.
You took no for an answer. It's enough to make a woman lose confidence in you, Johnny. Look, I'll show you how it's done.
Anne, the man just said there weren't any tables.
Well, you just spoke to the wrong man.
Yeah, now, listen.
Hello? Hello, this is Mrs. Franz Roberti. I'd like a table for two, please. Oh, about 20 minutes, I guess. That's right. Thank you. There, you see?
Yeah, I see.
It's that magic Roberti name.
Sure. Look, you don't suppose that...
What?
Nothing. Come on, let's go.
Golly. They do pack them in here, don't they?
Hmm?
Johnny, you are in love. Or something.
Sorry, I... Look and see if I knew anyone. What did you say?
Oh, nothing important. I'm awfully glad you insisted on Rico.
I insisted?
You know, it terrifies me, but I suppose I'll have to get used to it. Now, where's the man with our table?
Rico will be right here. He's coming now.
Johnny.
Now what?
I forgot to call Mr. Yorkman. My concerto is all ready for orchestration, a surprise for fans. Yorkman's looking it over, and I promised to phone tonight. Johnny, you don't mind. I'll be only a minute.
Take your time. There's a phone right over there. That funny little room.
Thanks.
Hello, Dee Dee. This is Connie. Yes, I've got a little item here that should interest you.
Oh, excuse me.
I'll be here in a second, honey. Well, I just happened to pick up a newspaper, and what do you suppose it says in Harper's column? Of course it's about you. Listen. Which of our popular socialites is frequently being conducted about by the ablest conductor in town? Can it be that you're trying to acquire an interest in dash music? Of course there ought to be a law against it. Hmm? Oh, sure, I can just see the headline. Franz Roberti, Sox columnist over crack at Dee Dee Lennox-Smith. Huh? Rodriguez.
Chico's. Who with? No one yet, but he'll be here any minute. Well, don't be cross, darling. It's Franz. What, Dee Dee? Well, you've got some nerve talking to me like that. Well, now, don't be silly. It's just that I'm... Johnny.
All set?
Johnny, take me home, please.
What's wrong? Did Bjorkman...
Oh, I didn't phone. It's just that... Oh, please, I want to get out of here.
Sure.